So one day, this homie gets attacked by a gang and they beat him up and leave him lying on the road crying. And so this priest comes and sees the homie lying on the ground and then crosses the street to go around him.
Why didn't he help him?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
Well, what's his name?
Whose name?
The priest that walked around the guy that was hurt.
I don't know his name. The Bible doesn't say.
Oh, it's a Bible story.
Yeah, it's the story of the good, slow Samaritan.
The good, slow Samaritan? I've never heard of that story.
Which is why I'm telling it. So then another guy comes walking by. I think he worked for the church too, but he looked at the homie and didn't want to help the homie either, so he crossed the street and walked away.
Shouldn't the people from a church be willing to help someone that's hurting?
Right, but they didn't. So then along comes the slow Samaritan, and he sees the homie and says, "Hey, homie, what happened to you?" And the homie says, "Some vatos messed me up, man. Can you help me?" And the slow Samaritan says, "Hey, see, but I have to warn you, I'm a Samaritan, and a slow one at that."
Why did he say that?
Because he was really slow, man.
No, I mean, why did he warn him that he was a Samaritan?
I don't know. Maybe he smelled funny. Anyway, he takes him to the motel, and he...
The motel?
Yeah, because they didn't have a hospital, I guess. And I think the hotel guy was a doctor because the slow Samaritan paid him to take care of the homie.
That sounds a lot like the story of the Good Samaritan.
I Samaritan. What did I say?
You said slow Samaritan.
Well, forget what I said.
No, it was still a good story. The person that you thought would be loving, the priest, and the other guy that worked at the church, they weren't loving at all. It was the guy that no one expected to help. The guy that smelled bad. That actually ended up being a good neighbor because he was loving. That's our word for today, Paco, loving.
So the slow Samaritan ended up being the good Samaritan.
What?
So if you're a fast Samaritan, does that make you a bad Samaritan?
Okay, you're not making any sense at all.
So we all need to slow down and help people that are hurting.
That's a good point. Luke 6:31 says, "Do to others as you would like them to do to you."
So slow down and be loving.
Yeah. What he said.
Right. Low and slow. So one day, this man named, I'll call him Mr. Z.
Mr. Z?
His name is too hard to say. It starts with a Z.
You mean Zacchaeus?
That's it. Zach. So Mr. Z heard Jesus was coming to town and he wanted to see him, but there was already a line of people all over the place and Mr. Z couldn't see because everyone was too tall.
Everyone was too tall?
Well, yeah, because Mr. Z was like really short.
Well, how short was he?
I don't know. Too short to see over the people.
Well, he should have asked to be in front. I'm sure the people would have let him through.
No way, Jose. Not Mr. Z. Ain't nobody like him.
Why not?
He was a wax collector.
A wax collector?
Yeah, like when you dig around in your ears and get some wax out of it. Most people wipe it off and throw it away, but Mr. Z, he collected it. That's gross, huh?
I don't know. I don't have any ears.
Anyways, Mr. Z decides to climb a tree, which usually only tall people can do unless they get a boost from someone. But he climbs a tree and sees Jesus, and Jesus sees him and says, "Hey, Mr. Z, I'm coming to your house to eat."
Why did Jesus say that?
I don't know. Maybe Mr. Z had a restaurant at his house. Hey, maybe it had candles on the table, which would explain the wax collecting.
So did Zacchaeus take him to his house?
Of course. And all the people were upset because they didn't like Mr. Z, and Jesus chose him to go eat with.
That's because Jesus is friendly. That's our word for today.
Friendly?
Yeah. He was friendly even to the person everyone else hated. That's what God's love in us does. It makes us friendly. John 15:12 says, "I love others like Jesus loves me."
Mr. Z must have gotten some of God's love in him because after eating with Jesus, he started being friendly to poor people. He gave them half of his money.
Wow, that is friendly. So did people start liking him after that?
The poor people, yes. Everyone else, no. He told Jesus that he was going to give people back 4 times as much earwax as he had taken from them. That's gross. times four, man.
Wait a minute. I just remembered. Zacchaeus wasn't a wax collector. He's a tax collector. Taxes are money that you have to pay to the government.
So he got taxes out of people's ears?
Not out of their ears. Out of their wallets.
What about the candles in this restaurant? Were they made out of taxes?
Well, if he had candles, I'm sure they were made out of wax.
So Mr. Z was a wax and tax collector. You left without saying goodbye again. That's not very, friendly. One day, Jesus was taking a little siesta.
What?
A nap. You know, he didn't have a car, so he had to walk everywhere. Anyways, this mama tries to bring her niño.
Her niño?
Her little boy.
Oh.
So the mama wants Jesus to say something good to her little niño, her little boy. You know, like a prayer. But the disciples says to her, un momento.
Huh?
Well, they say, wait a minute.
Okay.
So the disciple says to her, Jesus is taking a siesta. And the mama says to the disciple, please, we walked all the way here because we don't have a car either.
She said she didn't have a car?
Why would she say that? She doesn't even know what a car is.
But you said...
That's why they walked around everywhere. Nobody has a car in the Bible. Aye, but they have chariots, which are kind of like cars. It's like a cart that a horse pulls around, but you have to be in the army to get a chariot.
Sorry I asked.
Anyways, the mama wouldn't go away. The disciple would tell her no, and the mama would say, don't you tell me no. You wake Jesus up. And so Jesus wakes up because the mama is hitting the disciple with her chancla. Pass, pass, pass.
Her chancla?
Her slipper. I think it was still morning. Anyways, Jesus wakes up and says, what's up? And the disciple says, Jesus, this señora wants you to say something good to her little niño, her little boy. And Jesus says, I would love to say a prayer for the niño. And so he did.
That's a great story of how the little boy's mama didn't lose hope. She stayed hopeful. That's our word for today, Paco. Hopeful. When we put our trust in God, even when it looks like bad things are happening all around us, we know that God is going to do something good. That's why Mark 10:14 says, let the children come to me.
I remember one time I was hopeful. I was watching TV with my big brother, and he kept passing gas, sticking up the room. So I got up and emptied the kitchen trash.
That's being helpful, not hopeful.
No, I was hopeful. I put the trash under my big brother's bed, hoping it would stink up his room so he would know how I felt.
That's not putting your trust in God, Paco.
It's not?
No, you should be praying for your brother instead of putting trash under his bed.
Well, I'm praying that he smells it. Does that count?
I give up.
What did I say? Hey, I hope you're not mad at me. Dear God, help fish not to be mad at me. So this man had two sons, and one of the sons said, hey Dad, can I have my allowance? And I guess it was a big allowance because he packed up his clothes and moved out of the house.
Where did he go?
Well, he must have gotten an apartment or something.
Wow, that's a big allowance.
Right? So he starts spending all of his money doing bad things.
What kind of bad things?
I don't know. Bad things. Like playing those video games your mom doesn't let you play, I guess. Anyways, pretty soon he's all out of money, so he has to get a job.
You mean like at McDonald's?
I don't know what his name was, but it was a job feeding pigs. And whenever he got paid, it wasn't enough to buy food, so he had to eat the pig food that he was feeding the pigs.
So what happened to him?
Well, one day he remembered what it was like to be at home with his dad, so he decided to move back home.
That was smart.
Yeah, but he was worried that his dad would be mad because he spent all of his allowance playing all those bad video games and stuff. So he decided to ask his dad for a job.
So he would get paid an allowance again and live at home for free.
Well, I think he was willing to just work for food, you know, home-cooked meals instead of big food. He didn't care about the allowance.
Oh, so did his dad say yes?
See, that's the crazy part. Ever since he left home, the dad would be looking down the street hoping he would come back. So when he finally did come back, his dad was so happy he threw a big party for him. And I guess he left all of his clothes back at the apartment because his dad had to give him shoes and robes and stuff.
His dad must have had a lot of patience.
What? Like he was a doctor?
No, he waited every day for his son to come home. He never stopped loving his son even though he moved away. That's how God is. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, "Love never gives up." Patience means you never give up.
Oh, so like the dad saved all of his allowance that he didn't have to pay since his son moved away. He didn't have to give it up since he wasn't there.
What?
The allowance, the money. If he had still lived at home, he would have gotten more money for his allowance. But the dad didn't have to pay since he moved away.
Patience. The word is patience.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Never mind.
Hey, are you giving up? Where's your patience? So one day, this rich dude comes to Jesus and says, "Hey, Jesus, what I gotta do to go to heaven, man?" And Jesus says, "Hey, Holmes, just honor the code."
What code?
You know, the 10 codes.
You mean commandments.
Whatever. So the rich dude says, "Okay, man, I be doing them my whole life." And Jesus says, "No, you ain't be doing them, homie."
He's not obeying the 10 commandments. I understand.
Anyway, so Jesus says, "There is one you ain't doing." And the dude says, "Are you crazy? I be doing them my whole life." And Jesus says, "There's one you ain't doing. You've been chilling on money more than God."
Chilling on money?
Yeah, like money was his ride, you know?
No, I don't know.
He loved money more than he loved God.
Why didn't you say that?
I did.
Go on.
So Jesus tells the rich dude, "Give away your money, Holmes, and follow me." And the dude says, "No way, Jose." And he just walks away, man.
He wasn't obedient.
What?
That's our word for today. Obedient. Matthew 7:24 says, "Anyone who listens to God's word and does it is wise." So the wise person is obedient to God's word. You do know what obedient means, don't you, Paco?
What are you thinking? Of course I know what it means.
Okay, prove it.
Prove it?
Like if I tell you to do something, how would you be obedient?
It depends on what you tell me to do.
No, it doesn't. If I tell you to do something, you're either obedient or you're not obedient.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
If you tell me to eat my veggies, maybe I'd be doing it. Depends on if I like the veggies. If I don't like them, I'd be not doing it. Now, if you tell me to jump off a cliff, there is no way I'd be doing that. But if you tell me to tell someone about Jesus, I'd be doing it. That's Obi doing it.
The word is obedient, not Obi doing it.
Same thing, man.
It's not the same thing. If I tell you to do something and you do it, that's obedient.
I'd be doing it.
But if I tell you to do something and you don't do it, then you're not obedient.
I'd be not doing it.
The word is obedient.
Obi doing it.
I give up. You win.
I be did it, man. I be did it. Okay, so one day Jesus is teaching his disciples, and then Santiago and Juan.
Santa who?
Not Santa who. Santiago and Juan.
Who are they?
Jesus' disciples.
I don't remember a Santiago and Juan.
Well, then read your Bible. Anyway, so Santiago and Juan go to Jesus and say, "Hey, when we get to heaven, can we sit beside you, you know, like right next to you?"
Oh, you mean James and John.
That's what I said.
No, you said Santiago and Juan.
I was same thing.
So why did they want to sit next to Jesus?
What do you think? They wanted to be in charge, man.
In charge?
Yeah, you know, Jesus is the king on his throne, and then his assistant kings, Santiago and Juan, sit beside him. But Jesus said, if you want to be in charge, then you have to be a surfer.
A surfer?
Yeah, the greatest in his kingdom is the surfer of all.
I think you mean servant.
Serpent? Isn't that a snake?
Servant. A person that serves, that helps others. In fact, our word for today is helpful. Galatians 5:13 says, serve one another in love. That's being helpful.
Helpful?
Yeah. Jesus was telling them that to be great in his kingdom, you have to be helpful.
Well, I'm always helpful when it's time to eat.
Oh, do you pass the food around?
No. I just tell my mama, I want a helping full of beans, and a helping full of rice, and a helping full of carne.
No, no, no. Not helping full. Helpful. That means you help others every time you have a chance.
Like when I put my plate in the sink?
Yeah, but you could offer to put someone else's plate in the sink, too.
Like who?
Well, anybody. Your mom, your dad, your brother or sister.
Why can't they take their own plates? They have two legs. What else can I do to be helpful?
Well, if someone was hurt, you could pray for them or cheer them up or get them some water.
Mm.
If someone was getting picked on, you could be their friend and stand up for them. And if somebody didn't know Jesus, you could tell them.
Those are good ideas, Fish. I'm going to start being helpful. Hey, can I put your plate in the sink for you?
For me?
Yeah. You don't have any legs, so I thought I would help.